Good afternoon, I'm Stan Ingold for Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama Attorney General Luther Strange says a phone scam involving jury duty is spreading to more Alabama counties, and it often targets the elderly. The scam involves someone pretending to be with law enforcement or with the local court system. They'll call a person and threaten to arrest them for missing jury duty. Then the caller says the matter can be settled without an arrest if the person agrees to purchase a prepaid credit card and pay an amount over the phone. The attorney general says the court system doesn't work that way. It usually contacts people in writing. Strange says the counties where the scam has been reported include Autauga, Butler, Coffee, Colbert, Covington, Etowah, Houston, Morgan, and Tuscaloosa counties. A historical marker is being unveiled today in Muscle Shoals, commemorating the city's connection to the Rolling Stones. APR student reporter Elaine Smith has more.
45 years ago, the Rolling Stones recorded songs for their album Sticky Fingers in the Muscle Shoals Sound Studio. Songs in that album included Wild Horses and Brown Sugar. Allison Stanfield is the assistant director for the Florence Tourism Department. She says the historical marker will serve to commemorate the impact of the Rolling Stones.
Well, it's really put Muscle Shoals on the map as far as being a mecca for musicians. Internationally, the Muscle Shoals music is still very, very popular.
The marker is being placed at the site of the former Holiday Inn the band stayed in. Jimmy Johnson, who engineered these sessions, will be present at the ceremony. For APR News, I'm Elaine Smith in Tuscaloosa.
And the Alabama Crimson Tide is getting ready to face the Missouri Tigers tomorrow for the SEC Championship game in Atlanta. The Tigers won the SEC East slot by beating the Arkansas Razorbacks last Saturday. The Tide topped off the regular season by defeating Auburn in the Iron Bowl in Tuscaloosa. Alabama quarterback Blake Sims says the key to victory all year long was focusing on the game when things went wrong.
Patience is the key. You know, when you're patient, you can learn from great guys that play before you, and you can learn the body language and a lot of things from the players that you're around. And the ones that are patient, good things come to them.
After Saturday's games, the four teams in the championship playoffs will be announced. For much of the state this evening, look for rain showers likely. Lows of around 60, chance of rain near 100%. And along the coast, lows in the upper 50s, chance of rain around 40%. And I'm Stan Ingold for Alabama Public Radio News.